So, hello everybody, my name is Daniel.
Hello everybody, my name is Fernando. Both we are part of IO Builders, which is a blockchain venture studio in Madrid, Spain.
So today we want to present your e-money token standard. It's a standard for financial payments and any operation that is using tokenized money. Some of the possible use cases that we were thinking about originally and that we have already implemented are bond issuing, supply chain, cash pooling, market liquidity, smart legal contracts. But there are many more possible use cases for the standard.
So mainly the functionalities we were envisioning to include into the standard were compliant holds, clearing, payout, and fundings that we are going to review probably in the next slides.
So our first building block was the compliance. So with compliance, what we want to do is any compliance check, like anti-money laundering or KYC, to do it completely on-chain. So can everything be done in one transaction? Another thing that we were thinking about was a multi-token support. So it's not just one token that is supported per contract, but it's really several. And then one possible use case for this would be every government in the world could put up their own compliance smart contract with their specific compliance rules, and every token that's regulated and enforced under their jurisdiction could use this contract to check these rules and not have to implement their own implementation all the time.
The second building block is our keystone, which is mainly guaranteed help, guaranteed allowance. So you have help balance with the allow that can only be transferred on a given trigger. This trigger will be only done by a notary, and the notary is the one who's going to execute it, or either to release it, or either the PE will release it. And you can configure holds with a given expiration.
So the hold we use like a thing that we built on top above. So one thing that we put on top is the clearing. So the clearing can just be imagined as a number transfer, but it's done in two steps and not in one. So the second step is here needed because there will be compliance checks that need to be done off-chain. So depending on the off-chain compliance checks, a clearing agent can decide to either execute the transfer or not. And the important thing here is because it's using the hold, during these compliance checks, the token are really held. So whenever the clearing agent makes his decisions, we are sure that the tokens are really there in the account of the balance holder and are really there to be transferred.
And the last building block is mainly enabling decentralized start request into the funding and payout request. So mainly nowadays, funding and payout request must be done centralized. In this case, we enable to do this request decentralized, where we have a payment instruction. This payment instruction instructs the operator of the e-money token to either fund or either to pay out. And the payment details are not disclosed inside the chain. They're interchanged off-chain, and then the operator reads the funding request, the payout request, and then tries to fulfill it.
So if we put all these four things together, we come to our e-money token standard, which is published by us under EIP 2020. So the important thing here is also it extends the ERC-20, so this means all the functions that you use in the ERC-20 are also supported there. And our main goal here is really that financial institutions have a way to embrace decentralization, plus the blockchain specifically.
So standard needs user usage and adoption, so this is why we have been working with different work groups. So nowadays we are working with the Token Taxonomy Initiative, which is part of the EA, mainly reshaping and fine-tuning our standard. In the other way, we are part of the ITU, which has included our research into the last research of the ITU and the different work groups and their fine-tuning and going deeper in our implementation.
So the standard is already finished, it can be used by anybody, but we were also thinking about some other functionalities that we could add in the future. One thing would be overdrafts that we could use in the tokens. Another thing would be the escrows, which would be a more complex hold, but also implementing existing standards for standard error codes and localized error messages.
We have built this standard between three parties, Adara, which is a company also based in Spain, focused on liquidity markets, iobuilders, which we are based on, and iocash, which is a product and the first venture was iobuilder, which is a P2P payment platform based on tokenized euros with an e-money license. And well, you can check out more at emoneystandard.org, and we are more than happy to bring more people on board and to work together on this standard.
Thank you very much.